Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the second week of Eastertide, and from Kenya, we hear from Father Anieti Okure, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. He is calling in today from Nairobi with a preaching called God Multiplies Our Efforts Beyond Our Imagining.
John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" Philip answered him, 200 days' wages of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit and relax." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the people reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign that Jesus had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you been wondering what difference you can make given what is going on in our world these days? The upheavals of wars and destruction of property, the uprooting of millions of people from their homes, babies blown away with heavy weapons, millions facing starvation and death because of human activities, and even the killing of the poor for their organs because the rich want it, or still even the crisis surrounding climate injustice. How do this make you feel? Overwhelmed? Thinking what you can do? And even when you try to do what you can do, you think your efforts make no difference? Today's gospel text on the feeding of about 5,000 calls us to reflect on the little efforts we make and how much difference these efforts make. The gospel is clear that God multiplies our deeds beyond our imagining. God supplements our good deeds. When Jesus asked the disciples where they can buy enough food for the people to eat, Philip responded that 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a bite. Andrew, while acknowledging that there was a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, quickly added that it was of no good, given the large number of people. By human judgment, what they had was not good enough. It was impossible to feed the crowd. Both Philip and Andrew expressed their human limitations. But Jesus asked the crowd to sit and relax, then took the loaves and gave thanks to God. We see how Jesus, before distributing the meal, thanked God for already feeding the hungry people, for he trusted that God had already accomplished the feeding of the people to their satisfaction, supplementing human efforts beyond their imagining. When everyone was satisfied, Jesus told the disciples to gather the fragments left over so that nothing is wasted. Here, Jesus is showing us an example of living the life of integral ecology, where nothing of God's creation gets wasted. Our food is a blessing from God. So each time we throw away food, we throw away God's blessings. Do you know how much food we throw away every year? About 923 million tons of food is thrown away every year. According to a 2021 report, the UN Environmental Programme's Food Waste Index reveals that of the food available for consumption in shops, homes, and restaurants, 17% is directly thrown away into the bin. About 60% of that waste is in our homes. The leftovers that Jesus ordered the disciples to gather filled 12 wicker baskets. A question for us: what happens with our leftover food? What happens with the food that is more than we could eat? Does gathering and recycling it make a difference to the 923 million tons of food we throw away every year? Of course, it does make a difference. Let us remember the message of today's gospel. Our little efforts go a long way to making a difference. Like the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, God will multiply our human efforts far beyond our imagining. Lord Jesus, who in the feeding of your disciples and the crowd gave them the gift of your love, help us who share the gift of the Eucharist to celebrate our oneness with you and with one another. May we, whom you have blessed, waste nothing of the gift you give us. And let us be always mindful that you multiply our human efforts beyond our imagining. Amen.